Salve e benvenuti. Welcome to the Italian American Herald on the air. I'm Benny Pinella, and today's program will begin right after this message from our great sponsor, Wilmington University.
Some of us need a different kind of university, one that helps you strike a balance between family, career, community, and education. Wilmington University makes it possible. Experience the WilMU difference.
Buongiorno, I'm Nick Alessandrini, your host for today's program. And this morning, it's my pleasure to welcome back Anthony Catanoso, the owner and operator of the world-renowned Steel Pier in Atlantic City. And again today, Anthony is back to tell us more about the activities that are happening this season at the Steel Pier. Anthony, benvenuto.
Thank you, Nick. Great to be here.
I was going to say, yeah, 2 weeks in a row. Again, thank you for joining us. Last week went so well. You know, we said we had to get you back and talk more Steel Pier this week, especially with everything that's been going on. But before we get into it, some of our listeners may have missed our first part of our interview that aired last Sunday. Do you want to give a brief background of the Italian origins and how you're connected to the Steel Pier there?
Sure. I'm going to come from an Italian-American family. Both my parents are Italian. My grandparents came from Italy. We grew up around the shore, around the boardwalk and the beach all our lives. My father, my grandfather settled in North Wildwood, New Jersey back in 1927 and started the first Italian-American grocery store there in that town. And, you know, we had sand in our shoes from as little kids, so we grew up around the beach and the boardwalk. So we got involved in the amusement business at an early age. I was around 30 years old. When I got involved in the amusement business, and my brothers came in with me, and by happenstance, we were able to lead our way into a relationship with Donald Trump at the Steel Pier when he owned it back in 1991, and signed a lease in 1992. So we've been at Steel Pier since 1992, and we leased the pier from Donald Trump for 20 years, and then 10 years ago we bought it from him. So I've been there. More than half my life, actually. So it's been a really good experience. And, you know, we tried to rekindle a lot of the old memories from the old Steel Pier that, you know, over its 120-some-year history. It opened in 1898, and we're very lucky to be the torchbearer of such a great brand.
And, Anthony, I know anybody that missed our interview last week, you had some great stories and some very interesting facts about the Steel Pier and how that all came to be. And, again, anyone that missed that can check that out on our podcast website on Spreaker. But Anthony, as we continue here, we touched a little bit about the COVID-19 restrictions, maybe a little bit last week. But last season, the COVID-19 restrictions adversely affected operations on the pier. Can you just update us a little bit on the status for this season?
Sure. Last year, as you know, we could not open the pier until July 2nd. So we, in effect, lost 3 months of our season last year. And then we had to deal with restrictions. Couldn't really gather inside our event spaces, and we were limited to 50% capacity on the pier. So, and then we had the whole sanitation protocol policy that we had to follow and initiate. So it was very, very difficult, but we managed to get through it, and we managed to have a decent season once we did get open on July 2nd. This year, it's a little better because capacities, we can assemble up to 150 people inside our event spaces, which are, we have two large tents that are used for weddings and birthdays and corporate outings and all kinds of meetings. You know, our wedding business is very, very busy on the pier. Now, especially with people wanting to be outdoors, people get married on our wheel deck and then have their reception inside either one of our two big tents. So the capacities have increased, and they may increase as the summer moves along and as more people get vaccinated and the numbers, you know, continue to trend down on the COVID. So, but we'll keep our, clean and safe policies and sanitation protocols in place full bore this year. So we sanitize all the rides between rides. We sanitize all the common areas, all the high-touch areas. All those, we make sure we ask people to, we require them to wear a mask while they're on the pier. And if you don't have a mask, you can get one at the front gate. So we're going to keep all that in place. And we think that's, you know, even if the numbers are trending down, it's just smart and it's good precautionary policies to follow. So, but we think that this year will be a strong year. We think people have cabin fever. We think they want to get out and enjoy themselves, and we think they want to enjoy themselves outside because it's much safer. But we're absolutely looking forward to a healthy season this year.
Yeah, I know. I want to get back outside and have myself a good time as well. So, yeah, you might see me at the Steel Pier this summer. Absolutely. And Anthony, given that you will get an all clear, hopefully, for this year, can you give our listeners maybe the schedule, starting date, hours of operation, and any other things that our listeners might want to know as the full summer season approaches at the Steel Pier?
Sure. We're going to be opening Easter weekend. We'll open that Friday. And then we'll be open the week of Easter after that in the afternoon. So we'll open at 4 o'clock on Friday, Easter Good Friday, and we'll be open at 12 noon on Saturday and Easter Sunday. We have plenty of events going on. We've got the best decorated mask facial covering on Easter. We have a pancake breakfast with the Easter Bunny on that Saturday. People can go online. They can visit steelpier.com. And they can see everything that we've got going on there. So we've got a lot of events. We've got a lot of interest, a lot of people reserving to have pancake breakfast with the Easter Bunny on the pier. The Easter Bunny will be there handing out eggs for the children 12 and under. So right now we've got a buy one, get one free sale going on if you go on our website. So you can, you know, if you buy a book of tickets, you get a book of tickets free. So it's a really good way to take advantage of some savings right now, so you can enjoy them for the whole summer. And tickets never expire, so if you don't use them this summer, you can use them next summer. You can use them anytime. So there's a lot of activity going on, but we're going to kick it off really strong on Easter weekend, and we'll go weekends up until the middle of June, then we'll go every day. Then we'll start full-time 7 days a week. So and during the week, we'll be open from 1 o'clock on, usually till midnight. And on weekends, we'll be opening at 12 noon. And we have a full complement of food. There's 13 food outlets on the pier. There's 21 games of chance on the pier. There's retail outlets. And there's 22 rides. Plus, we have our observation wheel, which is our newest attraction, which is the third largest observation wheel in the country at 225 feet in the air. With climate-controlled gondolas. They're air-conditioned. They're heated. And the best views up and down the Atlantic City coast anywhere. So there's a lot going on. We're very excited about this season, and we're going to have the place really looking tip-top for Easter weekend.
I mean, Anthony, you said at the last minute of what you just said pretty much sums it all up. So much to do at the Steel Pier. Last week we talked about the rides and how you were able to get them over from Italy and just so much going on at the Steel Pier. Very exciting summer, as you said. I'm going to try to get down there. Everyone should try to get down there. Again, tickets, buy one, get one free. The Easter Bunny's going to be there. It should be a very exciting summer at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City. And Anthony, we still got some time here. Is there a number or contact number that you'd like to throw out there, a website that our listeners can either call you at or look up and get their information they need?
Yeah, steelpier.com. Just visit our website there, and you can get the contact numbers. We are hiring right now, so if people are looking for summer employment, if there's high school kids or college kids looking for summer employment, as you know, the minimum wage in New Jersey is an attractive minimum wage, and it's a really fun place to work. There's so many people I meet day to day throughout Atlantic City that have had their first job on Steel Pier. You know, we've been there 30 years, so I meet people. I mean, all walks of life, professionals and retail people, and you never know. But you can apply for summer employment right now. But our website has it all on there, our ticket deals, our schedules, what we've got going on, great photos of the rides. But that's the place to go on the website. And listen, you know, I didn't mention, but we have got the only helicopter ride right now around. And so you can come and jump on a helicopter ride for not very much money, and ride up and down the coast. Take a 3-minute ride up and down the coast, and it's one of our most popular attractions. So there's a lot of synergy, a lot of excitement there, and we would encourage people to come. But make your plans. Go on steelpier.com. Make your plans. If you have somebody looking for a job, you can apply for a job, young and old. We'll take whether you're a senior in high school or a senior citizen. There's job opportunities there as well.
How about that? Even helicopter rides now. I'll tell you, the Steel Pier really does have everything, a whole family environment, everything you need at the Steel Pier. And Anthony, before I let you go, are you an Eagles fan?
Yes.
So, you know, we got a minute or two here. What do you think about what the Eagles have done, the Carson Wentz trade, as we get into free agency here and the draft coming up? Overall thoughts on the Birds?
Well, I think they got a lot of potential. I'm excited about them. You know, they're a team that's certainly had their ups and downs, and their Super Bowl year was probably one of the most exciting years in football in the NFL ever. And to see it happen, I mean, when everybody thought when Carson Wentz got hurt that year that their hopes were dashed. But it, you know, the way it unfolded, the way it played out, was just really exciting. So that excitement still carries on. You know, sometimes quarterbacks have to move to get re-energized, and hopefully that's what happens with Carson Wentz. But I think they've got a good quarterback there coming up. He's young and he's athletic, and I think it's we're excited about the Birds. We can't wait till all the sports get back in full swing and they can do a normal attendance again. That's what really makes it exciting.
Exactly right. And again, if you want to watch that draft, maybe watch it at the Steel Pier in late April. That's coming up. So a lot going on at the Steel Pier this summer. Anthony, so thank you so much for joining us 2 weeks in a row.
Well, my pleasure. It's always good to join you. And I encourage anyone to come out. You know, if they're on the pier, ask for me, and I'll say hello.
Absolutely. Anthony Catanoso, the owner and operator of the world-renowned Steel Pier in Atlantic City. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Have a great day.
Busy professionals, like you, need a different kind of university. One that blends exceptional education with flexible schedules and online options in a supportive environment. At Wilmington University, the focus is on you. Experience the WilMU difference. Accelerated 7-week courses start every 8 weeks. So find out how to get started at wilmu.edu/get-started and experience the WilMU difference.
There's only one publication in this region catering to you if you're Italian-American. The Delaware Valley Italian-American Herald. The Herald is written and edited each and every month just for you by Italian-Americans like you. And it covers the entire region, Center City, Philly, South Philly, the suburbs, South Jersey, and Delaware. In English and in Italian, news, events, features that no Italian-American should miss. Be certain that you don't miss seeing it each month. Subscribe to have your own copy delivered to your mailbox. Just $27 a year for 12 issues. Mention Radio Italian Style and get your subscription for just $24. You can pick up the latest Italian American Herald edition at many select locations around the Delaware Valley. Or for subscription information, call 302-504-1274. That's 302-504-1274. Special thanks to Wilmington University President Dr. Laverne Harmon and Wilmington University for all their service to the community and for sponsoring this program. Tune in again next week and join us on the Italian American Herald, presented as always by Wilmington University. For myself, Benny Pinella, I'm wishing you all a buono domenica.
This concludes WILM's weekly series of Italian American programming. On behalf of all of those that make these programs possible, this is Melissa Canava Marino wishing you a good week and inviting you back next Sunday for the best in Italian American radio, only on WILM 1450 on the AM dial. Grazie per averci ascoltato. I nostri programmi saranno ripresi domenica prossima alla stessa ora da questa stessa stazione WILM. Qui è Melissa Cannavo Marino, che a nome di tutti i componenti di questi programmi vi auguro una buona settimana.